I'm gonna lace this. First, I'm gonna do this one. I didn't grow up in poverty. See, my mom and dad owned property. We had a house and two shiny cars. We'd made it. We were middle class. So. But I had no black faces to reflect my special dialect with no head wraps or kente cloth. I felt alien. I felt lost. And my soul faded behind what status calls. My kinky hair attracted inquisitive stares at 14. This didn't seem idyllic or fair, so I straightened it. Time made things seem empty and without place. So I moved on, removing the bitter mask from my face. Brought to the Big Apple, the place they call New York. I was brought here like a newborn, carried by destiny, stored brightly colored kente cloth and head wraps finally found, like I found my way around with subway. Spoken word gave me sudden and proper absolution. I felt things I'd never felt before I'd arrived. I'd landed on a brand new shore. Then racism brought me face to face with something cold, but in its fight at least it had me feeling black, strong and bold. I quietly cut the permanent straightness from my hair. I didn't want to look white, white. For the first time, I didn't give a damn. I didn't care. I am Jamaican born, and never again will I feel lost or forlorn. I am an African, strong and proud, and today I must speak from beneath my tattered shroud. There are still days when I feel lost and afraid, but around every corner beneath my feet, the angels have lain. They assure me of a golden sunrise, and they wash away my pain. I can't say that I am totally free. I gotta pass through the next life, then maybe I'll see. But what I do know is I'm finally beginning